And occupation?
Just house people. House wife, I guess.
Okay. Now, for your, and you, as you say, you work with the
garden club.
Garden club.
Mm-hmm. I like to make arrangements.
Mm-hmm. And any other church associations, church clubs or?
I belong to the golf club. I still play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good now. I used to play pretty well, but I.
Oh gosh, that's.
Off.
And I noticed that you went to Agnes Scott.
Yeah.
And then to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I studied voice in Chicago at the Bush Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a good voice, but I've lost it.
My wife went to Agnes Scott. I just got married in December. And she graduated in 66.
Mm-hmm. I graduated way back then. Is she from Atlanta?
Well, her folks are in Nashville now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been in Atlanta ever since then. And your mother's place of birth was?
Madison, Georgia.
Madison.
Her old home is still there, and it's this rich woman bought it and has fixed it up beautifully. It's a beautiful place now.
Mm-hmm. And your father was born here?
He was from Augusta until he was 21. Then he moved back to his mother's home, was here.
And how about their education? Did your mother help?
What's it?
Their education?
Well, my father graduated at the University of Berlin.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. He went to Edinburgh first and then University of Berlin. My mother, they had a college in Madison when she was a young girl, and she went to that college. I think it moved from Madison to LaGrange, you know, called it Georgia Female College, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was just a day pupil there in Madison. Both my parents were very cultured.
Mm-hmm. And your father was a judge?
Yeah, he was a judge here. He was a lawyer at one time, but when his father died, he took over the land. He had 20,000 acres, and he took it over. But he was not a very good businessman. He hired overseers, and he was not a success as a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, they lost money, and they sell off some land. Finally, they just had 1,000 acres left. But they sell off land every year. And cotton, when I was a little girl, cotton brought just 3 cents a pound. It would go way down, you know.
Mm.
And so he lost money every year on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And your mother was a housewife?
Yeah.
And now your maternal grandparents,
Walton.
They were the Waltons.
Mm-hmm. They came from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And the family was originally from Virginia, but her, or your grandmother, for instance, are you?
You mean my maternal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my grandfather came to Georgia when he was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they said he was so spoiled, he was an only child, he made slaves carry him all the way. But his kinsman, I think maybe his uncle, was the governor of Georgia at the time, and they were selling land real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe his father got a lot of land around Shady Dale, that's where they had land.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got it real cheap. I imagine that's why they came from Virginia, I'm not sure, it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.